Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Okay. I'm at the Queen's Head in Sheet with Simon Lawrence, who's the director of Maddie's Mark. Lovely to see you again, Simon.
Hello, Anne. Thank you so much for this.
We were here last year, but in the sunshine, I think. Weather's not so kind to us today, so we've taken cover.
It is pouring with rain, but I have to say the Queen's Head are being extremely hospitable.
So we've got lots to talk about since last year, but first of all, do you want to just give us a quick overview on what is Maddie's Mark, this wonderful charity, and just kind of the background to, you know, what the work is and how it's all come about?
Well, Maddie's Mark is all about supporting women's rugby. We're going into various schools in the southwest and in London, and we're looking to go into more local areas as well. We are doing it by introducing rugby to a younger generation of girls, and also trying to provide mental health so that the two areas of physical and mental health combine into a really wonderful program.
And also, this is a very special time because it's 2 years since Maddie passed, and I do know that there's a really big push at the moment for Maddie's March as well, which, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this is something which came from one of Maddie's, well, we call her rugby mum because she introduced her to the rugby, but also she was her team captain. And her name is Hazel, and she came up with this wonderful, wonderful idea of Maddie's March, which is whether you want to organise cakes or whether you want to run or swim, all the activities. Because it's 104 weeks since Maddie died in March, on March 25th. And so we're just trying to reclaim it. And it's been amazing so far. We've got some people who are doing sit-ups. We've got burpees. We've got...
And it's 104 of everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the number. 104 of everything. Thank you.
Which is quite a lot because... Well, I think that 104 burpees every day might be quite challenging for me, but there's people doing 104 all sorts, aren't there? I mean, I've seen kilometres.
Yes, some people are running 104 kilometres in the month.
Wow.
There are two madmen who are doing 104 kilometres in under 24 hours.
That's tough.
That is big. Those are friends of Maddie from churches who have committed to doing it, and we are just in awe of what they're going to try and do.
And I think what really touches me when I see everything on your Facebook page in particular is that I see so many of her friends are doing this for her, and it really touches me. I mean, it must be just amazing for you to see how many people are reaching out to you regularly and doing things small and big.
Well, we're slightly awestruck. She had such an effect on so many people, and so many people want to help us to try and achieve something for Maddie's Mark. And we are, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see and be part of.
And as we were saying earlier, a year's passed since we last chatted, or just under a year, I think, and so much has happened. I'm just so proud of you guys. Tell us just some of your main things. I mean, some of them have been local in the Petersfield area, but of course you're also doing things. Bristol seems to be a place you're doing a lot in, and London. But
well, fundraising wise, it's been rather wonderful to see, because we've had such a team helping us out. We've had, for example, we did the swim at churches, which the whole team swam, well, the whole width of the English Channel and then came back again.
Which I don't think they meant to, did they? I think they just kept going.
They kept going. We saw some competitive swimming going on. Yes, competitive swimming going on, which was quite funny. I did my, I did my 2 miles and that was it. But there was others who went and did 3, 4, and 5 miles, which was remarkable. But then there was also the quiz, where 200 people came out for us.
Fantastic.
Oh, it really was. And we had a wonderful quiz master called Kit, who just did an amazing job just to bring people along. there was all the local shops which gave very generously for our raffle.
Oh, wow.
So that was fantastic as well. So that sort of support is really, really typical of Petersfield. We did a lunch at Petersfield Rugby Club, organised by Stuart Barden, and they were so generous and they were so helpful. They were so kind as well, which is really, it does strike me as being part of the rugby community, that there is so much generosity out there and so much good feeling towards us. It's wonderful.
And that's nationally as well, isn't it? I think, I mean, obviously Petersfield's doing an amazing job, but again, nationally, the whole rugby world has got behind you on this.
Well, we're really seeing it now with, we did an event at Twickenham for the Red Roses game against France last year. And we're continuing with that.
Hear it here first.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, we've not only doing the Red Roses game at Ashton Gate in Bristol, but we're also doing it at Twickenham. So we're getting a group of volunteers for both games. And it's, you know, it's just a wonderful event to be able just to show people that the women's game is really thriving. And we're a very, very small part of helping it along.
But, I mean, what an achievement. You know, there must be lots and lots and lots of charities that want to be the bucket that is shaked at Twickenham on such a big game. And the fact that Maddie's Mark has been picked as a charity is all about, you know, what the charity is doing. You know, tell us a little bit more about, you know, what the charity's work has been, because as it's growing, because it's such a young charity still.
Well, we are. We started in August 22, and here we are in March 24. So we've done partnerships with Bristol Bears, with Exeter Chiefs, with Bath Rugby. Then we're going up into the Quins, Harlequins and Saracens, and then Wasps. And it's all about helping fund school programs, not only for physical health and rugby skills, but also for mental health. It's absolutely a key part of the rugby community values, of teamwork, of coming together, of being part of that community, so that you find your tribe, you find the people who are maybe not like you, but are always going to support you, are always going to care for you. Women's rugby is an amazingly diverse game, and we're just so keen to get as many people, as many girls into the sport as we possibly can.
That's absolutely fantastic. And another way that Maddie's Mark's grown as well is, I know that you've been doing a lot of work for sepsis awareness.
That's more personally for Karen and myself, because, well, you know that Maddie was let down very badly. And actually, last year we had the inquest. And so that was a very, very tough time for us. Mm. But do you know, there's small glimmers of hope. For example, we've done some work with the hospital involved so that we put a human face to their training and for their patient deterioration program, so that we can maybe have some positive effect for other people, so that no one else has to go through this appalling experience.
Mm-hmm.
We've been involved with sepsis charity and just talking about it. And do you know what? It's not an ego thing. It's just put a human face to it, so you can see someone vital and young and fit, that they should never go through something like that.
Absolutely. So tell us what next year is going to bring. I mean, obviously you've got...
Well,
lots of exciting plans, you know, nationally as well as locally. But, you know, what is it that we can look out for? What is it that we can help? You know, tell any big plans?
Well, we talked about Maddie's March.
What could our listeners could do some things for you as well?
Absolutely.
How could they find you? How could they reach out to you?
Well, that's through Maddie's Mark. Maddie'smark.com. You can see how to get set up. We've got 101 ideas going on there and a fundraising kit. So that's how you can get involved.
Actually, before I forget, Simon, there's something very exciting happening on the 24th of April, which is already on our event guide.
I have to say how amazingly fortunate we are. Nasser Hussain, who is an ex-England cricket captain and now a Sky commentator, has agreed to do an evening for us at Churches. Maddie was an old pupil of the school. And so Nasser Hussain's going to do the evening there, interviewed by a local cricket man, Clive. He's a man who's got very strong views of cricket, but also in general terms of leadership and how people can look to bring their team forward. I really believe that it would be a fantastic event for younger members, because he's a guy who really pulled himself up by his bootstraps and made the very most of his talent. And I think he's one of the best cricket captains we've ever had. So it would be wonderful to listen to what he has to say.
And what would you like to say? What message could you give to our listeners about Maddie's mark?
Do you know what? We have had the most heartbreaking time. But it's so important to know that there are people out there, so many people out there, that want to care and support us, but also the charity. And that quote of, you're not far from the campfires of kind people, it's so relevant to us. So I want to finish off with saying just thank you so much to everyone for the huge support that we have received.
And I know that our listeners will keep supporting you and will be following you every step of the way. And we will definitely be catching up to hear everything later in the year. And good luck with Maddie's March. It's been an absolute pleasure, Simon.
Thank you, Anne.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.